Hello, everybody. Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. It is September 29th, 2022. There is so much to talk about, and thank you for joining, because this is the place you can get all of your Wisconsin hot sports takes, or your Wisconsin State Fair is free. It was last month. Hope the brass knuckle fights were kept to a minimum. All right, so as I said, there's so much to get to here. No longer am I just slagging off, talking about the Brewers, how mediocre they are. Because they're tied for the last spot in the playoffs. Yeah, they're turning up the heat. Well, you know, from 3 to 4. But I'm starting with the Brewers. But of course, I will get to the Packers later. And ending with a Brett Favre rant. I think it might have to start being a segment of the show. And I'll explain why I haven't ignored it to this point. But I haven't really said anything about it, but it's time. It's time to comment on Brett Favre. So, as I said, let's start with the Brewers, who are currently, as of right now, in the playoffs, tied. Actually, they're not in the playoffs. Sorry. They do not own the tiebreaker with either Philly or San Diego, which does suck. But if they win tonight, they will be a half game up. So they play the Marlins 4-game series. Awesome. And then end out with the Diamondbacks. Baseball is boring as ever. As boring of an idea as ever, of course. Putting the last day on Wednesday for some reason. Not even a Saturday might be cool. Like, put it on a day, bro. I guess you're into college football and NFL, but come on, baseball. Never, whatever. Okay, so focus on the Brewers here, because they are tied. I mean, again, I said I would get excited, and I did pick a couple players here. But I gotta say, again, these teams just remind me of the Monte Ellis Bucks, okay? Great, get a 6 seed and just get murdered. I mean, they're really fighting for the right to just get slaughtered by Atlanta or the Mets. And so I hate to keep bringing it up, but they had their window in 2018. And it just seems like every single year, it's chipped lower and lower and lower. And they're an above average team. That's great. They're not winning anything. There's 5 very specific great teams that can win the World Series this year. And the Brewers are not one of them, but we gotta make the extra playoff money, folks. And as I say, I'd rather my guys fight. I mean, this is why I love Craig Counsell, and I'll praise him every chance I get. They outperform expectations every year. I can't read national press every year anymore for the Brewers, because it is all just negative. It's always negative. Because they're a mediocre team, but they're doing well. They're mediocre to above average. So, translation, not very exciting for the press. So, I'm having fun. I'm glad they're competing. But it's like, great, we're going to... You just hope somebody would be getting hot at this time. Because guess what, folks? The Brewers' last 10 is 5-5. I mean, they're kind of into this because the Phillies are fucking it up. And so they're okay. They're mellow. They're fine. So I'm just not totally into the Brewers season, but it's been a good run. It's been fun. And I mean, it is. Woodruff had a great game. Last night against the Cardinals, well, they beat them. So they do the job against the Cincinnati Reds, going 3-1. They split with the Cardinals, which brings us to today. As I said, the last 10 is 5-5. Fucking always they are at. But they got the good Cardinals win last night. So I am giving Woodruff the Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week. Seeing watching Woodruff and Burns pitch, that's my favorite part. That's my favorite part about watching this team. Williams with a huge hold last night in the Cardinals game. He's been a little all over the place as well, but he was able to get out of a jam last night. Huge pitching. So, yeah, I mean, the pitching's the best part of the team. I mean, I guess that's why it is. For somebody who does like baseball, it is fun to see that sometimes. But much like I'll get to in a second, much like the Packers offense, there is not much firepower on offense here for the Brewers. So as we get to the last week of games, as I said, it'll be the Marlins, it'll be the Diamondbacks. Brewers are making it interesting. So it's been fun. Congratulations to an overachieving team. You know, because the question is, in sports nowadays, is it better to bottom out and be like a bottoming team or winning the championship? I mean, obviously you want to get to that, but the hope would be some hitter just had a really hot year when the pitching. I'll say in 2018, the year I keep bringing up because it really does seem like it was their only shot with this core. If Burns had his Cy Young year the same year as Yelich's MVP, that 2018, they could have won it. It was that close. So I was looking at that series yesterday. Man, they took them to seven. They took the Dodgers to seven. They had a shot. They had a shot. But this year, it is going to be a wild card fun exit if they even make it. And hey, I'm along for the ride. Again, Craig Counsell, congrats. You get the boys to play. You get the boys to play. All right, let's get to the Green Bay Packers. A big win against Tampa Bay. I hate Tampa Bay. Mostly because of the old days when they were in the Central Division, North Division. Those old Tampa Bay Warren Sapp teams that I fucking hated so much. Now they've added Tom Brady. So a big win, 14-12. Oh, they eked it out this week. And that is going to be the motif of the year. I mean, this is it. This is the team. It's 1922 again, folks. The running backs are getting 15 touches each. They're running the football, and they're winning with defense, and they're going for it with a Hall of Fame quarterback, just like the Packers did when they made the run in the 60s with Bart Starr. I'm into it. I mean, they have a chance. Of course I'm concerned with the lack of firepower. Can somebody get behind the defense? Possibly, maybe, please. Alan Lazard is not the answer for any of us, okay? Slot receiver at best. The rookie can come along nicely, but I don't see him being an explosive player. So if they're running the ball, if they're protecting leads, they're playing good defense, it's going to be like a bunch of three-point games. Oh, God. Take your heart medicine, folks, or whatever, cholesterol, whatever you got. Pop them in before these games because they are, other than the Bears. They took care of the Bears, of course. No problems. They didn't score in the second half. In a modern football game, and Tampa Bay, we might see them again in the playoffs. So they have a championship-level defense. And they grinded out the win. But I do think we're going to be grinding out some wins here as we move along. Because that's how the team is set up. Because we have no explosive player. So let's check in. I want to check in. Well, I was going to do a Wyatt watch, the first round draft pick. There is not much to watch. And when I went to my sources, Travis Morrissey, and I said, where the fuck is this Wyatt kid? I was informed the defensive line is just too good. They can't work him in there. So I guess that's going to be a project, or I don't know. Again, would have been nice to get one of the first round wide receivers. Oh, man, but they would have stretched for that. Whatever, dude. Fine. Fine. So we got in the first round, our highest draft pick is fucking not playing this year. And we have like two more seasons of Aaron Rodgers maximum. I don't like it. I don't like that. So I guess Wyatt Watch is canceled. I don't know. Maybe I'll keep an eye on him, but there is nothing to watch. So with this problem on the offense, lack of firepower, I think I'm like you folks. I'm thinking about Davante Adams. He's like on my mind. And I am a spiteful person. I'm a hateful person when it comes to sports. And so I'm like just watching him. Same how I watched Josh Hader when he got traded to the Padres. Now I'm a little more upset with Adams because that was a fucking trade demand and he didn't need to go and they did offer him the money. He chose to leave. The Packers weren't like, oh, sorry, we can't do that. They were like, no, we'll match that. And he's like, no, dude, I'm Davante Adams, and I want to go to Las Vegas and be a Raider. Fucking, these men are little kids. There is something weird. And listen, they're making millions of dollars. They are entitled to it. They probably should get more of the cut. I'm not. Players get the money, do the thing. This isn't that rant. This is like, why did you leave the Packers? We might win a Super Bowl with you. You are fucking not winning a Super Bowl with Derek Carr. And oh, guess what? Your stats are way down. He'll be fine. He's talented. He's a good player. But what? From what I understand, he's fucking said it in interviews. ESPN did a whole article on it. Devontae's decision to go to the Raiders. Oh, dude, cool. Cool for you. You left a team legitimately going to the Super Bowl for an 0-3 team and Derek Carr throwing to you. And a team that has no money for the offensive line and has a terrible defense. Cool, dude. To make the same amount of money. That's what I want to make clear here. Packers were not lowballing him. Unless I'm mistaken. Please come after me. Again, Adams. Well, we'll keep it. We'll do an Adams watch too. And just see what he's got. I wanted to go to the Raiders, man. I wanted to switch it up and go to the Raiders in Las Vegas. I mean, listen, it's a cooler city. I would never. I love Green Bay. I rip on it a little bit on this podcast, but I do love it. And I get it. I get leaving Green Bay. I did it, bro. But I'm not possibly winning a Super Bowl, which is apparently the most important thing in sport to athletes. I guess I just think it's weird because I do think we live in an era where these players have played Madden their whole lives and just think it's cool to like do moves, do trades, go to... I'm not fucking kidding. I think it's this generation that just want... We're seeing it in basketball, and we see it in football, and it is weird to me. Yeah, dude. Oh, I want to leave a possible championship team that makes the playoffs every single year and gets crushed in the conference finals, but... I'm going to go to a worse team for the same amount of money, but in a cool city so I can have this fucking feature in ESPN. Yeah. Fuck you, Devontae. I mean, the best of luck to you, but I am rooting against you. Because you could have been on this team and we could be way better on offense. Okay, so let's get to the next game is the Patriots. Ooh. Fun stuff. Oh, one more thing about the Packers. How awesome. We're through three games. I don't think I'm jinxing it at this point. No special teams problems. The kick returner has always caught the ball. The punts have always gone forward and up in the air. No fumbles. No weird Mason Crosby. Oh, what's... One for two because the guy can't hold it, blah, blah, blah. So congratulations, special teams. We have not talked about you. And so clearly, because we're not talking about you, it is better than last year, which was the worst in the NFL. Okay, so Brett Favre. It's difficult to not bring up that this man also exposed his penis, you know, to an unwanted human being, and there's that. We knew he was a fucking piece of shit. Why does he keep having to do fucking piece of shit things? Oh, Brett, find God or something, bro. What a weird story. The problem is it was a welfare fund for Mississippi. And Mississippi needs that welfare money. I don't want to get into politics, but we'll just move on from that. What the fuck is this prick doing? His daughter's on the volleyball team. I mean, it is bad. And I keep asking, nobody really knows. And I guess even when I read about it, the article also is unsure, I guess. They're not sure if he broke any laws technically. And so that's why at the end of the day, I think he'll probably get a slap on the wrist or whatever. He might get a fine. He's going to go on the apology tour. You know that. Where he'll probably... demand $50,000 per appearance. So it's just, you know, you're a Packer fan. We like these athletes. We want them to be good Bart Starr-like people, right? But I think we need to just all come together and admit and be okay with. And I would like to, it's kind of stealing the Bill Simmons idea, but... I wouldn't mind to have like an upper deck of Green Bay Packer numbers retired and then stick a couple in the back, maybe around the corner by the euchre seats. Put some retired numbers over in the euchre obstructed seats if you can and put Favre back there. I'm sure there was some racists from the 60s we can just fucking move to the back. And like, this guy is a piece of shit. Dudes, he in a way he should not be celebrated. This needs to be part of his history as Bart Starr's legacy of being a good dude. And you know, yeah, I guess there's nothing beyond that. He was just a good dude. He wasn't that good of a coach, but this this is real problem, and he's being a real piece of shit, and we can't let him get away with so much. I won't be cheering for him anymore. I'm done with this fucker. And he's not welcome back in Green Bay as far as I'm concerned. Because he's a fucking huge piece of shit asshole. And he won us the Super Bowl, but Reggie also had a big part to do with it. That is all my time. I gotta leave. I have a feeling we'll be talking Favre. So lots of baseball, football, but watch it all, folks, and make sure to enjoy.